Well, Isles Nation's been calling for this one by popular request. We finally get to the 18-year-old Matthew Schaefer, first overall pick this past summer, NHL Rookie of the Month for October. I don't have time to go through the entire list of accomplishments on your resume, Matthew, here to get this one going. So I'm going to dive right into it with you. We've been asking all of your teammates to this point, the first question here, which is, what's the best game that you feel like you've ever played?
Yeah, I think every day you just get better and better. Just from my first game to, you know, game, you know, 25, I feel like there's been so much improvement along the way. And I wouldn't say there's one. I just think every game I get better and better. And, you know, the team, we get better and better. And we look to improve each and every day and, you know, get that much better and work on a lot of things that we want to improve on.
When you think back at some of your better games individually, is it both offensive and defensive or one or the other?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, just when I'm moving my feet and I'm, you know, playing really shut down game defensively and, you know, a really good game, you know, offensively. I mean, obviously the offense will fall into place, but, you know, I think for me, if I'm, you know, moving my feet and I think that's, you know, when I'm moving my feet, everything will kind of fall into place. But, you know, obviously moving your feet in a really good defensive game and then all the offense will come.
Who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
I don't know. I wouldn't know if he's underrated. I think he's a great player to begin with. But Jamie Drysdale, he's one of my – I mean, I trained with him in the summer, and I think he's a you know, really good defenseman. I wouldn't say he's underrated because he's a great player in general, but if I had to pick someone, probably Jamie Drysdale.
Good young player, though, and a lot of career ahead of him.
Yeah, exactly.
You made a lot of fans already on Long Island. For the fan base, when's the best time to approach you for an autograph?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very easygoing with a lot of things, and they'll get to know that. But, I mean, obviously, when I'm in game and stuff like that, I mean, I'm probably not gonna be sending any autographs. But, you know, maybe after games, if they can see me, I'll sign some autographs. I know some people wait outside at the top when we come out of the loading dock, so I sign a couple there sometimes. But when we have meet and greets and things like that, I'm always looking to, you know, sign autographs and stuff for people.
I know you've only been around here for a couple of months, but I'm curious, this season so far, have you been pranked by an Islanders teammate?
Ooh. Like, I know, like, Scotty, Pools, and Pelly always kind of mess with me a little bit. I always like to, you know, mess with Scotty and all them. You know, and I'm always, yeah. I don't know. I don't think there hasn't been one time I've been really pranked yet. Wait, there was something one time. No, I don't think so. I think
you say you like to mess with Scotty. What do you mean by that?
I just like, he'll be watching a movie and I'll go and I'll just kind of mess with him and I'll go sit with him and just bug him and not let him watch his movie. And so like we play these like games on our phone. I got him hooked to this thing called Game Pigeon. So whenever like I'll go sit with like Pools and I'll look over at Scotty and I send him the message and then he watches me and he kind of looks over at me and just shakes my head and goes, told you I was watching my movies. Like, I'll play a little bit.
Yeah, I love it. I was actually talking with Cal Clutterbuck the other day about you living with the Martins. Yeah. And have they done anything to you?
Yeah.
Matt or Sydney done anything that we should know about?
Matt's always doing stuff to me. There's actually, like, I wouldn't say a prank, but, like, one time, like, I went to go get some chips from Marty, and I grabbed the bag, and then he came over, and he, like, went to go grab it back, but I didn't know what he was going to do, so I kind of flinched. And then he like always chirps me and stuff. But there's been, I mean, me and Marty do, we kind of prank each other in a lot of ways. I'll do a lot of things where I just mess with him and get in his head. And he doesn't like it. So it's pretty fun. And we have a love-hate relationship for sure.
Back to the 10 questions. When you encounter a tough night at the rink, what's the best medicine for you personally to get over that when you get back home?
Yeah, every day's a new day. You learn from it, you move on. You know, whether it's a loss, whether it's, you know, lots of things. I think the biggest thing is just, I mean, you have another day to go back at it tomorrow. So you obviously learned from it. You don't just want to, you know, if you don't care, then there's a problem, right? I mean, you have to care about, you know, losing and stuff like that. I mean, I hate losing. So, I mean, it's good to care. And I mean, I wouldn't say, you know, think about it all the time, but you know, think on it, learn, and then, you know, move on the next day and just get better and, you know, go to work and go win the next one.
Talk with Matthew Schaefer here on the 10 questions sit down. Matt, when you look at athletes outside of hockey, What are some, or what's one athlete you admire the most?
Dude, I think there's a lot of people, obviously. You know, just getting to know a lot of people that have lost someone, and you know, I've gone through a lot of things. Obviously, you get to know people. I'm starting to get into golf a lot more. So, you got to go to the Ryder Cup and see a lot of those top players. I mean, Rory, you know, all those guys. I mean, it's pretty cool. And, honestly, I didn't watch as many sports growing up, but if I had to admire someone, it'd honestly have to be my brother. I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, growing up, being able to watch him help me grow up and become, you know, the person I've been. I mean, obviously it's, a family effort there where, we're just super close as a family and we're always there for each other.
It's been so much fun to get to know you, but yeah. Also your family as well, who obviously have made a big impression already here on Long Island. A little bit weird on this one, but when you get out your smartphone, look at it, what's one application you have on your phone that you think everybody needs to know about?
Ooh, so sneaky one. I mean, I have like the classics like Snapchat, Instagram. I mean, we use Teamworks as a team. I mean, I don't know if people would know that, but Teamworks, I mean, you got to have your ways when you're getting around. And I don't have any weird ones, any weird games or anything like that. So,
Matthew, I know you get asked a lot of questions, right? By the media, by fans. What's a question you get asked all the time that you're tired of answering?
That's a good one. I mean, obviously, I'm super easygoing where I love talking, so I'm not many questions really bug me. I think when it's like the same question over and over and over again, where it's just like, it's a lot. I mean, I don't think there's really one though. Like, can't say one gets me mad or anything.
All right, Matthew, the last question I have for you is from Matt Barzell. We talked to him on the last episode, and I said, hey, this can be about anything. It can be about hockey. It can be about life. He goes, can I get personal? And I said, maybe. We'll see how it goes. He goes, where was his first kiss?
Wow.
That's from Matt Barzell, by the way, not from me.
Wow. That's a good one, actually. I was actually, like, I think grade one, and it was at a water fountain.
Really?
I think so. I think when I was young, I don't know, I kissed someone at a water fountain. I think it was, it was pretty weird. I don't know. I was young, didn't know what I was doing, so I don't know.
Nobody ever knows what they're doing, yeah. We're going to talk to Adam Pellick in our next episode, fellow defenseman back there. Do you have a question I can pass along to Adam?
Yeah. Pelly, you grew up in a hockey family. Did you ever think of doing anything else?
Okay, so grew up, his dad played, his brother played. Yeah. Did he ever want to do anything else outside of being a hockey player?
Yeah. Obviously, grew up in a hockey family. Dad played, brother played. So, obviously, hockey was big there. But, I mean, did he ever think of playing any other sports or doing anything else?
Well, Matt, appreciate your time. I hope you had as much fun as I did. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.